Violinist Christian Tetzlaff is with us on WQXR. Thank you for taking the time out of your schedule, which is as busy as that of any international artist, to spend a few minutes with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
You're here for the first of a set of concerts at Carnegie Hall in the Perspectives series, six concerts. How did the series come about? Who approached who?
Well, Carnegie Hall told me that they are planning on having me as perspective artist, which, of course, was fantastic for me. And then how this actual program got together, that's by talking back and forth and by coincidences. It's like a little puzzle we put together.
Is there an overarching theme to the series, or is it just...
Yes, it's the old theme of Monty Python's, and now to something completely different. My programs here tend to be a bit more eclectic, like the one with St. Luke's, where I'm going from a Mozart concerto to the Verklärte Nacht of Schönberg, then Sibelius' suite for violin and string orchestra and a Haydn symphony. So very, very different stuff. But of course, it's all things. I mean, all year I only do things I really like.
That first concert with the Orchestra of St. Luke's, tell me about that orchestra and your work with them.
Well, it's only my second time I'm with them. But the first time I found them so fantastic and was so much fun to work with a group that really is open to any suggestion in sound, vibrato, bow speed, whatever. You can really make different sounds for different pieces, completely different. And that's what I find always the most important. I dislike the concept of both for an orchestra or for a violinist to say, ah, yes, that's his sound, I recognized him. We should be actors. So if my sound is even similar or even close between the Sibelius suite and the Mozart concerto, I'm totally off track because they ask for very different attitudes. So to have an orchestra which is willing to say, we play rhetorically, we use our vibrato for the most important things, but we also enjoy in just letting the bow produce the good sounds. That's what I really love about this orchestra.
You're conducting the concert from the concertmaster's chair. Why do you choose to lead that way and not from the podium?
It's for classical music, which it is in this case, leading the Mozart and Haydn. It's so much easier because, first of all, I'm not a conductor. So my body language is, I think, good when I'm playing the violin so that all the string players can read me what I'm actually about to do. So in the first rehearsal with St. Luke's, we played the Haydn Symphony and already quickly the sound, we made the same kind of sounds because we all know what these kinds of movements on the violin mean. So it saves a lot of talking, which is a good thing.
You play on a modern violin, a Greiner instrument, Stefan Peter Greiner. Mm-hmm. Do you prefer it over? You have a Strat or two? You've played some older violins?
I did play two different Strats, and for me this sounds better, and it's also made of wood.
I mean, you've got to be among the few of your colleagues who can afford to play the master instruments of the 18th century who chooses not to.
Well, it's not really choosing. I'm really lazy, so I got this instrument, I think it sounds very good, and then I stopped doing anything. And I don't see any general difference between a good old and a good new instrument. I mean, all the old instruments, they sound completely different from one each other. I mean, there is, of course, so many more bad modern instrument than bad old instrument, because the bad old instrument never made it. So if somebody gives me an instrument that sounds better than mine, be it old or new, I would use that. I'm just, yeah, as I said, lazy in the process.
You are the son of a Lutheran minister, and you've become a musician, and all ministers' children, especially the boys, I'm sure, have to contemplate the possibility that they are receiving the call as well. Did you ever have an inkling that you were getting the call to enter the ministry?
No, I have never been religious. I cannot even remember, even as a child, to have had religious feeling. I believe in many things, but I don't believe in religion. That's a strange sentence, maybe, but...
Not at all.
But a call. Yeah, I have a call. Probably that's what I learned from my father. I had a call to... I mean, I'm talking about the human soul all the time, and I think that's the connection.
Is your playing the violin an expression of spirituality? Or is it just something you had to do? And maybe those things are the same, but maybe they're not.
They are completely different from composition to composition. There are certainly compositions that don't talk of spirituality, but of beauty, sex, physicality. And then there are other that are really mostly playing in a different region. And what I aim for with my repertoire is always to mix this as much as possible, because it's good to go from those extremes.
You have a very serious-minded reputation in the classical music world. Did you ever consider crossing over jazz, world, pop music? And what kind of music do you listen to, or do you listen to music other than classical music to relax or to refresh or to renew or to visit a strange land?
Well, when I'm driving the car, I usually don't listen to classical music. But there's very few bands, group, people who I really value in the pop music. Certainly a group like Queen can live up to the standard of somebody who really listens to music as compositions and as performers, Freddie Mercury. But otherwise, I think there's a lot of stuff that you listen to and 2 years later, nobody thinks this is really worth the pain of listening again, which is quite different with our music, because our music has a very specific mission of talking from soul to soul, of really talking to the individual, trying to make him go to places where he usually doesn't go. Certainly, it's not for the interpreter to be adored. I mean, we join in our love for the composer, the player, and the audience, and this is where the most intense moments can happen, and this cannot be sold or tried to make as attractive as a pop concert. It never can be.
Christian Tetzlaff, thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.